Well, all right.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to take breaks.
What?
We could have taken an organized break.
No, you're right.
It kind of just that. Fucking happened.
Yeah. Wait, what episode is this?
Fuck if I know.
Because I want to, like, but I'm still waiting on the 100. I want to eat.
Damn.
You think I fucking forgot?
No, I know you didn't forget. Okay, hear me out. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm at composition.
Damn, man.
I wish I could.
Okay, what about next weekend? We'll plan it right now. Fuck the 100. It's probably already hit 100.
It wasn't.
No, we haven't.
Season 2, episode 50.
Oh, yeah.
Was
the
last episode.
We hit 100. Maybe that's why we stopped.
No, maybe. Don't say maybe. That's why. No, we just all.
This is season 3.
See, okay, fine. We'll do season 3.
Okay, but for real, no bullshit. 2 weeks from now, what are you doing?
My planner's at home. That's all why.
Right, let's plan this. Let's just get a date in.
All right.
And we're going to go get some good food.
We're going to go serve ramen and first time listening album.
I went to this place called The Melting Pot in Thousand Oaks. It's supposed to be like a fondue place.
Ooh, fancy.
I thought it was stupid because I was like, fondue, what? We're just going to fucking dip like cheese and shit. They did do the cheese. It was different cheeses with like bread, vegetables, and fruit. And then they brought the protein. It was just like salmon, lobster tail, shrimp, steak, chicken. And they had broth just boiling in the middle and you just did it like hot pot.
Oh, shit.
And then dessert came because it was like a 5-course thing. And dessert was just like cookies, brownies, Rice Krispie treats, and then like 4 different chocolates. It was dope. It was the coolest thing ever.
Dang, he did a 5-minute explanation on a place that he didn't take us to.
I'm vegetarian, so I'm allergic to everything that you just...
It's $83 a person.
Just you like said that. What?
It's a 5-course.
Man, they can suck my dick off.
$83 is not bad.
You crazy? 83 bands? Per person? Are you crazy?
Not 83 bands.
That's 83 bands.
That's clams, that's not bands.
No, that's bands, bro. 83 bands.
That's 83 bills, dog. You said bands.
And I got to cook my own food on top of that?
I don't think before under 100 they got bands on the bills.
Nah, you said tripping, 83 bro. Bands.
83 bands, and I still got to cook my own food the way I want to cook it.
So what about Korean barbecue?
Hey, you want to get Korean barbecue?
I can't eat.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
I'm going to just eat kimchi.
Yeah.
No, there's a bunch of
rice.
Yeah, but there's like rice. There's tofu. I know there's tempura vegetables that you can cook on the stove.
Mm-hmm. At the Jim Joe Smitty joint?
Yeah. And it's like
barbecue joint?
Yeah. And there's like, they have like a salad appetizer / something bar. Yeah.
I haven't been there since like ABC, bro.
Dang, like since ABC days? Since the pastrami sandwich days?
Oh my God.
Dude, I was on that.
Damn.
I would get pastrami sandwiches all the time. I'm so hungry.
Good way to start. That. Boys, welcome back.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
I know you're just as excited as I am to be back in this small little hole that we call the boys' room.
Isn't it the girls' room?
Bro, I'm a man now. By the amount of time that passed, I done grew up. I went through puberty.
Oh, you moved on. So it's the man's room now?
I'm a grown ass man, dog. Fuck are you talking about?
So no more trolling?
The fuck? What? You said what?
No more trolling?
No more trolling?
Is that advice? Is that to you?
No, to him.
No, you're...
I never troll in my life.
You are so... you make me so mad. You're so stupid.
I didn't know I was going to get people upset this episode. I'm sorry. I'm trying to heal.
You're a...
You're
a deflecting, gaslighting, lying sack of dick. You didn't know you were going to get...
What? What happened?
Nothing, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Entitled Mixtape.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
The drink is great.
We're grown now. We're grown.
I don't know.
We're grown. This is season 3, nicely enough, of the Entitled Mixtape. And of course, I am joined with Lorenzo.
My car broke down. That's the only fun fact I have.
Fun fact.
It's okay. Hopefully it's going to get fixed Wednesday.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And of course I am joined with
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Hey, what's up?
Mr. Sevy Sev.
Yeah.
Ceviche.
Yeah. Señor Siete.
Señor Siete, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the big dude.
A.K.A.
No Freaky. You said what?
Sluvaduvian.
Yeah, Sluka Doncic.
Okay. Welcome back, and I am Danko. We're back for another episode here, and of course, in Untitled Mixtape fashion, we're just going to kick it off with some conversations, because a lot of shit has happened.
Drake lost.
Okay, we're going right into it.
All right.
Drake died.
I agree.
Drake died.
He died.
I think he just moved. I think he just moved out of the country. He got too bare.
I love Drake, too, and there's no way. No way.
His guts. Hate him.
I know you do. Wait, let me talk. I love Drake, but there's no way old boy from Degrassi is winning against some guy from Compton.
Oh no.
In a rap battle? No.
Absolutely. Especially since the last song was like a Bay anthem.
Yeah.
And it was very scary how West Coast it was.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But the rap beef, yeah. It lasted. People are still on the edge of their seats waiting. Something to happen, but it lasted what, 3-4?
I don't think it's
less
over.
Than a month.
I don't think it's over.
You don't think it's over?
Nah, bro.
There's a lot of theories.
Metro Boomin won.
Metro Boomin did. People are calling it the interlude. You know, at the end of it, they put it in parts, the war.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's just
what was
the interlude.
Best diss track to you?
Meet the Grams.
You?
I haven't listened to completely all of it. Let me explain, everyone. For any newcomers, I am a dance instructor. I have to analyze music a lot of the time, and I have to choreograph a lot of time, so I don't get to listen to everything all at once.
Yeah.
But I want to listen to it. But I, as Lorenzo fashion, I want to wait till everything dies down a bit and then listen to it and have my own opinion without any outside noises.
That's fair. What about you?
Not Like Us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I listen to Not Like
that's
Us
because that's a party banger, dog. What?
Trying to strike a chord.
He got the whole West Coast.
Scary.
Yeah. Obi.
Leo from the Chit Show said he's lucky that he didn't tell Drake to stay out of Compton. And I was like, I think that's what all of Not Like West was. Yeah. He told him not to come back to the Bay.
I think he canceled his Oakland show too.
That
like,
would
actually
be crazy.
Like I think he actually canceled it.
I would too.
Yeah.
That was a call to arms, if anything. It was scary, but it was a good damn song. Oh, my God. I mean, I think it's like there's people are doing the whole, like, just saying it out loud in the middle of the room. It's just, like, trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
Yeah, dude, my students were singing that. I was like, what the heck?
There's so many quotables in that song.
I love Beat Your Ass with a Beat Your Ass with the Bible of God Watching, or Hide the Bible of God Watching. I love that line so much. No, Kendrick he did great. I think it, I'll be fair. I think it was
certified a certified boogeyman. I'm the one up the score with
him. I think both did really good.
That was a really good.
I liked Push Ups. I liked Family Matters. I didn't like the Taylor Made Freestyle bullshit that he did. That was bad.
That pissed me
Don't
off.
Use AI. And he used it with Tupac and Snoop Dogg, who is still alive.
Yeah.
So, I thought the Heart Part 6 was disrespectful because now we're not going to get a Heart Part 6 from Kendrick Lamar. Or maybe we will.
I thought the Heart Part 6 was ass.
It was bad.
Just because he was like, basically like.
He bows out.
Yeah. And like he spent too much time going back on the I don't mess with underage girls thing. Like he kept like, bro, once you respond to that, you lose.
To the fact that
Kendrick didn't respond to him saying that. He beat his girl.
Yeah,
Kendrick didn't say anything about it. He's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Drake, loser.
It's, no, yeah, people are dubbing it the nuh-uh diss track. Like, nuh-uh. Because all he did was deny the allegations. He played the defensive, which you should never do in a freaking rap battle, at least.
Bro, the way he ended it pissed me off, bro.
Oh, the two-minute
like,
monologue?
Really burnt it out, though. Bro, you the one that told him.
I'm going to be honest. This was a great exercise. Like, what, you were on the floor most of the time getting your ass kicked.
Bro, the only time Drake was up in the whole beef is when Kendrick didn't respond. And then when he was poking the bear, when he was like, oh, since you're not going to drop anything, I'm going to drop TaylorMade. That's when he died.
I think he was still kind of up when he was beating the shit out of the Good Kid, Mad City van in Family Matters. I thought it was funny. Because if Drake does anything well, it's troll. He's really good at trolling. And like, just being a shitter. Yeah. And so when he was beating the shit out of the van, I thought that was funny. That was hilarious. I think DJ Academics, who I hate, by the way. I just want to say that. DJ Academics.
Oh, he's out of here.
Yeah, he's already getting accused with
he's out of here.
A bunch of shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, apparently he was sexually assaulting him.
Allegations. He's being sued for defamation. And
yep. Him and Diddy. R-word.
Damn.
And he said that, Drake, the only way you're going to get this done is if you go to his house. Like, if you do a diss track at his house, which you didn't do, but...
No, I was saying the only way Drake would have won is if Adonis just beat the fuck out of Kendrick's kids.
Yeah, I guess.
Just put your kids to bed. That's
it, bro.
I mean, they've got a couple years, right? They'll inherit the beef, too.
The stuff that I did, or some of the stuff that I did hear from Drake was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he won, but I'm saying, like, it was, I did not think it was going to be even a competition. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to be.
This is the base. This was the best Drake's rapped in a long time. Years.
I still, in my heart somewhere, I still believe it's like a publicity stunt.
It was supposed to, then here come the theories, but people were saying that that's what it was supposed to be.
I'm sure. But, well, that's my opinion.
But Drake took too many shots at Kendrick's family.
Yeah.
And so Kendrick was like, I don't want this exhibition anymore. I just want your neck. That's where
pause.
It got
that's
bad.
Crazy.
My bad.
But I don't think Kendrick's the type to like participate in publicity stunts.
I don't
like
think.
This. Like, I know people were saying, oh, he has an album dropping or whatever. But like, this has never been Kendrick's approach to put himself out there.
Yeah. Before I doubt it. But I think the thought of it being a publicity stunt helped out hip hop so much. They kicked out Taylor Swift out of the top five,
right?
Just with a few I think there was only 3 diss tracks at the time.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it is, because I don't think that's how Kendrick moves either. But is a thought entertaining? Absolutely. Because
he apparently still has 5 that he's sitting on 5 more diss tracks.
I mean, apparently he did all of these in one session though.
Yeah, yeah, I heard it was like a 40-minute.
And he was just adding
minute.
More to Not Like Us after Drake dropped Family Matters. And
because there was some crazy stuff, like Drake dropping Family Matters, and then like, what was it, like 10 minutes later or 15 minutes later, Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams.
Yeah, yeah, 43 minutes.
I'm telling you right now, if somebody ever dropped a Meet the Grams on me, bro.
Oh.
You're dying. Like that song, out the gate, you're talking to my son, I hate you.
Yep.
I hate you. Why are you talking to my son for?
Yeah.
Then you're sitting my parents down. Why are you talking to them for? They don't even know you.
You're talking
then
about
you're
going
to talk to my fake daughter. Like, I'm mad because, like, what if I got one? Like, what if I got one? And you, like, why are you talking to her for?
I didn't even talk to her.
Like, I don't even know her like that. I was listening, trying to figure out where her name was.
I think that gets dubbed the scariest diss track. Because it's a diss track where you just sit there. I think everyone just sat there and listened to it.
It's just Kendrick's approach to concepts is absolutely insane, bro.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
We got.
Why are you good? Why are you so good at stuff? Stop being bad at something.
But keep yourself an open mind when it comes to the diss tracks. I know a lot of people are just like, Drake won because he got the last diss track in, allegedly. He didn't. In a lot of people's heads, Kendrick did kind of lose himself a little bit, like a little bit.
Huh.
Like in 6:16 in LA was good, but it's gonna be bad if there is proof that Drake was feeding him information the whole time. That
but
was like his
been proof
that he was fed the information.
That Drake lied about that.
Oh, because it was a fan who had that theory or something?
There's stuff that came out like after like all the quote-unquote smoke cleared that Drake was lying. Like, receipts have been brought to the table.
Okay.
Saying that DJ Academics confirmed that Drake lied about there being a mole in the camp or like actually like faking the information, saying that they fed it to him. He said he lied about that. And then some other in the picture of what was it?
The Ozempic and the hoodie. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, and the receipt.
Yeah, like that's, there's somebody, the person who has it, like put a video out.
Okay.
Showing it. And then I think it was like some
Twitter account, right?
Yeah, Ebony Prince.
Ebony Prince, yeah, just dropping like footage of a hotel, of a date, and like people walking in. Like, it was weird. I mean, I haven't heard from that guy in like a little bit.
Yeah, he got his money and dipped.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. I think Drake paid the dude like $150,000 to try to get information on Kendrick. And the dude lied and told him that he was in L.A. when they were in New York the whole time. And Drake just paid him. Like, bro, if that's the case, Drake, hit me up.
Yeah.
You just giving out 150 bands?
I'll tell you any lie.
What? You know, 150 bands, I could go to Melting Pot or whatever.
You can at least go twice.
It's dropping 83 of them joints right there. Boom.
It's not even that.
The rest I use for gas or something.
Because this is in Thousand Oaks, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, the rest I'll use on gas. Oh, my.
So, see, yeah, that's another facet of why Drake lost. The receipts weren't there. And, you know, but people, you know, want to be ride or die for Drake, by all means.
That's why I think that's also a reason I didn't listen to all of it, because I would have to know. I would have to do the deep dives, and I did not have time for it. When everything was coming out, I was at competition. I was like, I don't know what to do.
That weekend where those diss tracks were dropping, I could not sleep. I was like waiting. I'd wake up in the morning.
You felt like J. Cole, huh?
I was terrified. I mean, J. Cole is sitting just like sipping
and
just
a little drink. Soft, but like, at the end of it, like, he was smart.
He's the winner.
No, I think
he's smart as hell.
I think what he did was smart. I hate his diss track with all my heart.
You don't seven minute
drill? Yeah.
I thought it was fire.
Bro.
I don't even like J. Cole. Like,
I don't like diss tracks where you praise somebody.
Oh, boy, right.
I mean, he's light skinned.
I know. It's like the respect, like he was doing, like, because we know that he respects him, but we know that. In a diss track, don't be saying that.
And but the weird thing is he was praising him, and then the big thing was he called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers a snooze fest.
Yeah.
And then he called To Pimp a Butterfly a travesty.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you confused. Put their projects to, like...
Yeah.
Like, bro, what?
Yeah.
Everything Kendrick's dropped has been, like, upper echelon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Forest Hill Drive is considered a classic.
Yeah.
People, like, I haven't, I'm not a J. Cole fan. I haven't listened to anything.
Forest Hill Drive, though, if I'm really thinking about, like, I don't even know the names of his other albums.
Yeah. I only know his Dreamville projects mostly.
And Something Eyes?
Like,
one of those.
Yeah,
like
something.
Sideline Story or something. Like
something where he's standing in front of a bonfire
basketball
or some shit.
Basketball guy, something.
Yeah.
Basketball guys.
That's the one with role models.
What is it? The some lights,
yep.
Northern lights, some
mm-hmm. some.
Kumbaya
Stadium, Joel.
Kumbaya yeah. Drive.
But I just don't. I will forever not like diss tracks the moment you give them like some type of praise. Cause I just no. No, say it with your chest. You got to double down. Like, you got to double down.
You don't even really want to do this for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's how I knew. I was like, no.
I respect him though. He deleted it.
Yeah. Not that the diss track was like bad, like content wise. That's just a personal preference. I do not like diss tracks with. You can't compliment
like
the other
man
person.
Of his word.
Yeah.
The project's called what? Might Delete Later.
Might Delete Later.
Yeah.
He deleted that joke.
Yeah, but he kept the whole thing.
He deleted
which is
that song.
Filled. That whole project's filled with sneak disses.
Yeah.
I will say though, Daylight and Absol went ballistic on that song.
He did, which I was surprised
it
to see.
It pissed me off. It pissed me off. Why do people rap good? Why are you guys rapping good for? Like, what do you have to prove, bro? Everybody already know y'all. Damn.
I understand. I'm sorry. But, yeah, crazy. Crazy month. 2 months. We'll see what happens. Let's see if Kendrick is just going to drop everything in an album. It's going to be I Hate You, Drake, and make $1 million. So... yeah, that was like the biggest news that came over.
Yeah.
But we have some personal news I wanted to talk about real quick.
So what?
Some personal news of a band that we talk about a lot on this podcast. Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, yeah.
A lot has come out. A lot has come out. And I actually watched an interview with Senor Andrew Wells, the frontman, but not frontman, as he says it in the interview. He doesn't want anything to do with being the front man of Dance Gavin Dance.
I wouldn't either.
That's what I was.
Because he even says in the interview, curse, because it's a curse. It's a curse to be the front man of that band.
Wow, what a good boundary. Good boundary. Good boundary on that.
I'm just here. I'm here for the paycheck.
Yeah. So I like singing. That's it. I like singing. That's it.
I'm like a fill-in for real.
Yeah, so he did. So two new tracks, two new singles were released with Andrew Wells singing clean vocals. And, of course, the, I guess, staples of Dance Gavin Dance, Will Swan, John Mess, and, Matt Mingus, the drummer. So they're good. I liked both of them. I love Andrew Wells' voice. I think it's great. He fits right in, which is why I really wanted him to be the new lead singer of Dance Gavin Dance.
He did so well at
live.
Yeah. So oh my God. Well. He did so
his
well.
Voice is so crazy.
Yeah. I remember sitting there and we're just like, because I remember feeling like, I mean, you guys are super big fans. So like, I like as like when I was starting to get into Dance Gavin Dance, I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about this. I was like, I couldn't even imagine how Lou's finna feel about this dude.
And yeah, then, like I didn't know who was gonna, like the whole time I was there, I was like, bro, who the hell is gonna be this?
Yeah. Singer? And then that dude killed it. His voice is tight.
If I were to give you an era of when you would get in, I wouldn't even give you Tillian. I'd give you Andrew as like the era that you got into Dance Gavin Dance. Like you listen to everything. Because we've done the B-sides.
Yeah.
We did all that. But like Andrew Wells is your era, which is a good era.
Yeah.
Because technically it's, I'll explain it in a bit. But and When We Were Young is coming up and Dance Gavin Dance isn't doing Mothership anymore because Tillian is no longer a part of the band anymore. They're doing, I think they said they're going to be doing Downtown Battle Mountain with Andrew.
The first one.
So can he do as good as Johnny? I don't know.
Hell no.
I don't know, man.
But
he's not a bad replacement.
He's not.
Great. Like.
Yeah. Because he's in the same position as Tillian was when I went to Extreme Fest like 10 years ago. Tillian had just joined the band and he had to do songs by Kurt Travis and Johnny Craig, but he killed it. And of course, because
that's scary.
What a terrible festival name.
Extreme Fest?
I don't like
it. It didn't last long. And so yeah, he's in a tough spot right now because no one wants to be the especially Dance Gavin Dance. You're a new singer coming into a band that's been around for fucking 2 decades.
Just, like, rebrand, bro.
No, I mean they won't. Because
like Amoroso.
The new dynamic,
hell no.
As Andrew explains it, is that the band has always been Will, Matt Mingus on drums, Will Swan on guitar, and John Mess on dirty vocals. And he's like, that's what they want to focus on. So I guess the plan is to push more dirty vocals from John Mess and him be the front man because he's been around for so long.
That pissed me off.
And I hope
he has the best lyrics.
But the cool part is that it's going to be crazy. More of a collaborative effort and bring in vocalists who have been already a part of Dance Gavin Dance or other clean vocalists to feature on songs. So not just Andrew Wells. Johnny Craig has already stated that he's going to come back for a song or two. Kurt Travis probably is going to be around and other cleaner vocalists. Tillian will probably still be back.
Why did Kurt, like what happened?
He stole like a MacBook or some That's shit, it? Or he scammed a MacBook from a fan and he got kicked out.
Johnny Craig did that.
He did selling the
same thing. That's Johnny Craig's. That's Johnny Craig's Tuesday.
That's regular. He did that for like a year or something.
On he did that at this very second, dog. Like,
bro, on Craigslist, he was doing crazy.
He's doing it right now. I'm live.
Johnny Craig on Craigslist is wild.
He did that on Twitter. Like, he had this thing and people were just DMing him, and he never sent the MacBook. He was just getting paid and never sending the MacBook.
That's wild.
Because that was the funniest reaction out of the whole message, that long message that I think you sent it, or we're parting with Tillian.
Yeah.
We'll wish him well. And then on the bottom, it's just Johnny Craig saying, hey, what's good?
Yeah.
Like, yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good? Y'all need someone? Did you listen to Johnny Craig's little hip-hop thing? He put out like this little hip hop album, kind of ish. I don't know if I'm gonna classify it as hip hop.
Like sitting on the car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard it.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't phenomenal.
It's
that's for
something
sure.
about him and like in a band setting,
bro. Yeah, yeah.
Like, cause his voice is just different.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's supposed to be there. Like the his new band, bro. It's like Amorosa.
Is it
like the album?
Oh,
like that good ass album.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's really?
Like that era.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Send it to me.
Pray? Yeah. Pray is good. Yeah. Pray is really good.
I sent it in a group chat.
Did you? Sorry.
It was right after the Dance Gavin Dance stuff. But yeah, hopefully Johnny Craig comes back. We're going to just have to wait and see. Right now, there isn't an album planned for Dance Gavin Dance. It's just singles right now. So we'll see how this works. John Mess in the front, being the front man. He's been in the band for a long time.
Yeah.
Will Swan, Matt Mingus always kill it. And of course, we still got Secret Band, which is Will Swan and John Mess as well. So we'll see.
It's Secret Band.
Yeah, Secret Band.
It'd be a real curse if like John Mess like started.
It's over.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this curse band.
I really hate their lyrics, bro.
What? Why? They're amazing.
Cream Brulee, let's go get laid, man.
What the fuck?
You don't think that's genius?
Bars. Bro, you're pissing me off.
It's a little romantic.
Your sarcasm is pissing
it's
me
a
off.
Little romantic. So we'll see.
No, but it's singing John Mess's parts are so funny to do. I love it.
Bro, they should just combine bands, bro. Dance Amorosa Dance, bro.
Dance Amorosa Dance? We don't want Amorosa.
I like his voice.
Yeah, but you didn't like their new album, right?
They don't gotta do that.
That's what they're doing. That's their whole identity right now.
There's two motherfuckers over there.
It's two motherfuckers.
That's it.
It's a fucking gas station, Doug.
Two motherfuckers, bro. Dance Gavin Dance could be how many? How many is it right now? Five?
Four.
Oh, they did a remix of this song? I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Who?
Amorosa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Is it good?
Their whole thing right now is like 80s. Like, they just sound like that.
Hey!
Yeah.
His voice is dope, though.
His voice is tight, though.
Like, for stuff like that, like, it makes sense. But, like, to be Amorosa, it pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. And it's tight. Just don't use that name.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, still use it.
Like, they could just go by Emma or something.
I know, for reals. They could just go by ER.
Also, Andrew Wills doesn't want to be the front man because he has his own band. They just released their album. It's called Idola. And it was pretty good. It was decent. It's Andrew Wells.
That's the name of the album?
Idola is the band.
Idola. I'm about to check them out.
They've got some good stuff. I didn't even know it was him until halfway through the album where I was like, this sounds like Dance Gavin Dance. And it's because I've already connected Andrew Wells with
Dance Gavin.
He sounds
just like Tillian on the two new songs, though.
You think so?
Like, I think so. I think he sounds more like Tillian.
So much like Tillian. I was listening and I was like, bro, like, I don't know if they kept Tillian vocals or something in the background. I'm like, bro.
Tillian
ain't even go nowhere.
Speaking of diss tracks, apparently those two songs are disses against Tillian, is what people are saying. So
they don't make lyrics like that. So they don't.
You gotta watch the music.
They have John Mess.
They don't. Their lyrics are not direct to anybody.
Come on, flicking the back of your ear with my finger.
Who does that, bro? Grown ass man.
Dude, the musically though, that section is so tight.
I love John Mess. He can do no wrong, and he can just say the dumbest shit. Like,
you think he thinks of just the rhyming word, and then he plays ad lib with the rest of the sentence. It's like reverse mad lib.
I don't know. I really would like to ask him, like, what the fuck you be thinking about
riding a rhino pico de gallo? Like, come on.
What if he like blows your mind and he like actually has like everything mapped out?
I'll throw up.
Like, he's just a genius.
He's like the Charlie meme where he's behind the board with all the fucking wire and shit. Yeah. Like, it makes sense. It's just part of the story. Yeah, other than that, that's kind of like the biggest stuff, I guess. I don't know if there's any other big news that's happened. Diddy getting convicted left and right, I guess.
His apology was stupid as hell.
It
wasn't even real.
He downplayed it. He put on his regular clothes, like every apology video does. He was on blank background.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Diddy right now, but, you know.
Mind you, this is after where he went in court and said that she lied.
Yeah.
Made it up.
Correct.
And then the video came out, and then he wants to...
Backtrack. Right,
bro, now what?
Where are the bodies, Diddy? Where are the bodies?
That's all I want to know. His son going back and forth with 50 Cent. I don't think he should do that.
Don't do that.
50 is like an internet trolling legend.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of 21 Questions. Yeah, that song is fucking good. New York City.
Situation.
Yeah, but other than that, boys, you been listening to anything interesting in the last?
EBK J-Bo.
EBK J-Bo.
Wait. Have you guys gone to any shows or anything?
Yeah, I went to, for Valentine's Day, Leo from the Chit Show, his girlfriend, me and my girlfriend went to go see Mayor Hawthorne.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was fucking amazing. I cried. It was great. I was getting romantic. It was awesome. That guy, he looks like a straight A nerd. But when he starts singing, I don't know. He just can control the room.
That's fair.
So, yeah, it was great.
He's tight.
He's great.
Yeah. Did you? Have you seen anybody?
Nah. What? No.
You don't know? Let me get back.
I don't remember. I went to Transplants, but I don't remember who was playing.
Black Flag? God.
No. Hell no.
They were at Transplants.
Wow, bro. I forgot their name. They dress up like cowboys.
They dress up like cowboys?
Yeah, their music is like completely not cowboy.
I saw Tori Kelly.
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She playing her new album?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. She played her
EP?
Huh?
The little EP?
Basically, well, she paid, yeah, that, because that EP, all those songs are part of the album. Mm-hmm. And then she did some old stuff, which was crazy. It was crazy to see the range of age of people that
have been listening to her.
Because it was crazy. To my right were these like little TikTok girls, like blah, 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 mm-hmm. and stuff. And then there was kids like behind me. And then there was like, sadly, a bunch of Filipinos look like exactly my age. Yeah. But it was like a huge range of people and stuff. And it was, she's a, I know, we know that she sings extremely well. Still hearing it in person was phenomenal.
I bet.
The runs that she does is so crazy. And it was so fun. Everybody was dancing. It was so tight.
Gideon.
What about him?
That's who I went to go see at Transplants. Insane show.
Gideon,
and then, oh my God, bro. I went to go see... What's wrong with me, bro?
I don't know. You all right? You'll get
that really ass band.
That really ass band. Yeah. Dance Gavin Dance?
No, dude. What the fuck, man?
Lorna Shore? I'm just kidding.
I'll kill you.
That was a joke. That was a bad joke.
I'll kill you in cold blood right now.
I'm still revving up.
Take that shit back right now.
I take it back. I'm still prepping for When We Were Young, because that's going to be the big show for me.
Oh, yeah.
We're going. It's official. Probably not going to see Take It Back Sunday. So, we'll see.
As you shouldn't, Loki.
I heard the live is not good.
They're just not it's not the same. Emir. He's old.
Emir. Sounds like a metal band.
They are.
Got it.
They're ass. Their lyrics are ass. Okay. Better than Dance Gavin Dance, but still ass. But live, crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah.
That's fun. What's up, though.
Metal is usually really fun, no matter how bad it is. Because it's just fun thrash metal at that point. You're just throwing around. It's great. It's cool. But yeah, When We Were Young, it's happening.
I don't know if I'm going to go. I obviously still want to go to camp, but I don't know if I am this year.
When We Were Young, I'm not doing that shit again.
That's fair.
Not right now.
I'm going. I'm going.
It's still...
I'll let you know.
It's, what, 2 days? 3 days?
It's 1 day.
See? No, buddy.
Well, it's two separate... It's two separate days of the same show. Bro. Yeah.
I don't know. I, like, low-key really want to go, though, because the starting line is performing, God, whatever that album, Something About Home.
Yeah, because you're doing the full album.
I know. Yeah. They're playing my favorite album.
That's why I was Hold like, on, Black man. Parade by My Chemical Romance. I, what do you want me to do?
I can't even listen to Black Parade. I cry.
Yeah.
I tried the other day, and I was bawling. I hit the one note came on. I was crying already. I was like, fuck. I still can't.
Who's performing, bro?
Everybody. There's too many people.
Okay, wait. We didn't even go through the list of what we've been listening to.
We haven't.
What is this album called?
Let me look up what I've been listening to.
Oh, Say It Like You Mean It. That's the one. Did you guys listen to Justin Timberlake's album?
I did. I didn't like it.
Hell no.
You didn't?
I didn't like it.
I haven't listened to Justin Timberlake in a minute.
I loved it.
I think I liked two songs out of the whole thing. I'm stuck in 2020 vision.
Oh.
Because that album was really good for me.
That's fair.
And I never got it back. Man in the Woods was like... And then this one had a couple songs that were pretty suave, but...
I like this one a lot, dance-wise, and especially like where my dance has taken me. Mm-hmm. So I like it a lot, but I get when people don't, because I can see what people like, their points for sure.
No, yeah. But, you know, you win some, you lose some.
I love that album.
Get out of my life, dude. Get out of my fucking life, bro.
I listen to Rhapsody's new album.
I haven't listened to it yet. Great. I heard it was amazing.
It's fantastic. I like the song with Erykah Badu the most. Billie Eilish's new album was fucking crazy.
I'm a closeted fan.
It's, you know, I started with, and I remember this because she debuted when we started the podcast. And I remember Chelsea saying that she really liked, I don't remember the fucking name of the album, but the edgy one that everyone liked. And I hated it. And slowly but surely, I'm starting to like, as an album keeps coming by, I'm starting to like her more. And this album was great.
I like Billie Eilish. I just, another fan base, like.
Rabbids.
Huh?
Rabbids.
Is that what they're called?
No, they're just rabid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because it's your favorite artist doesn't mean you have to like everything they do.
Right.
Keep that in mind.
What's wrong?
Formulate your own opinion.
Are you looking at the lineup? And I'm seeing what's going to be played in its entirety, bro.
Yeah.
A Day to Remember, Homesick. Mayday Parade, A Lesson to Romantics. Under Oath, They're Only Chasing Safety. Pierce the Veil, Collide with the Sky.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
I will choose Cam over When We're Young.
Years. Starting line, August Burns Red.
Yeah. I'm not missing Cam. Maybe one day I'll have enough money to go to both.
Yeah. It's just expensive.
I hope their food got better. For When We're Young.
I'm gonna eat beforehand. I don't trust
you. You can leave the venue. You can leave the venue and like go like it's since it's in Vegas in the middle of it. You can like leave the venue and then go get like McDonald's, which is like literally around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Some of that shit was cold, bro.
That food, well,
that shit pissed me off.
I get it, because there were so many people, but that food was not good.
Idola. Yep, that's how you spell it. That was good.
What?
The Andrew Wells Band. The Alchemist dropped something with Ono and Gangrene. I really liked it. That was really good. What else? There's so much music that
Bryson Tiller's album came out. It has like three really cool songs. The rest are very, very mid Bryson Tiller type stuff.
Self-titled.
Yeah.
Kehlani did drop a single. It was pretty good.
Oh my god, I love After Hours so much.
Yeah.
It's good. Pissing me off.
As a dancer.
It's better than Tinashe.
It's hard.
I'm a dancer.
You a lie. That's what you is. Don't renegade up in this bitch.
Tinashe dropped the most filthiest, most inappropriate song on the planet.
Who?
Tinashe.
Why is she's relevant still?
Yeah, she released a song called Nasty.
Oh my god, I love that
Ain't
song.
Gonna match my freak. No, I did not like it. It was inappropriate. I did not like listening.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I fucking loved it.
Willow's new album. Oh. Fucking phenomenal.
I heard it's super good.
Y'all making these people names up right now.
Nah, Willow Smith.
He said you're making these people.
On the hardcore side, of course, Knock Loose released an album that was really good. Alpha Wolf released an album that was great. Ice-T is on one of the songs, and it's one of the best songs.
They were at the Hamir show.
Oh, yeah?
Headliner. I never heard of them before.
Did you like it?
It was cool.
It was cool.
Talking to your mic.
You said what?
Because I just don't know if it picked you up, honestly.
Arf, 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 arf. My Kami's album was weird. Like, yeah. It was cool. But he had O3 Greedo on there, which was weird as hell.
Yeah.
I love O3 Greedo fire.
I love O3 Greedo.
So I was biased. That's my favorite song on the whole joint. That one and the Black Dot one.
I didn't like Conway's new album.
Bro, he got like 18, and like he be dropping like 18 in a week.
He released one. The only song I liked off the new Kanye album was the Joey Badass feature. But yeah,
Conway.
Kanye, I don't know who that is anymore.
Dude, O3 Greedo make you feel like you allowed to roll your window down and blast it.
Yeah.
Love O3 Greedo. I don't think you guys know this artist. I mean, you might. Saint, S-A-I-N-T-E with an apostrophe. He's a UK rapper. He's cool. I don't know. Dancing to him is cool. Barney Artist, if you guys don't know. Another UK artist. It's the one that I sent you. Remember when you were like, oh, I really like this rapper.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
It was this album. Or I sent you a song here. I can't remember which one.
Was it Deja Vu? I think it was Deja Vu.
I think it was. It could have been. Yeah. It's either. But this artist.
Okay.
This guy Barney Artist released these three songs or these four songs. It's, I think that one's really tight. Tyla's album is super fun. I love Tyla.
That's the Make Me Sweat, John.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go for it.
I don't know. That's balls.
Make me hot. Make me lose my.
I think the weirdest thing that I listened to in the last couple of months was it was this rapper who did a Master Splinter rap.
Come again?
He rapped as Master Splinter.
Okay.
Talking about running around the block shooting the Ninja Turtles.
What's up with you and his nerd rap stuff?
I love it. I think it's the funniest shit and the greatest shit ever. I
need help.
No. I don't listen to it that much.
I don't believe you. You listen to it, right?
The way you said that. Yeah. The way you said that too. Not that much.
You listen to it, right?
Yeah, disrespectful.
That's a little too much.
Disrespectful.
I'm gonna guess 3 times a day at least.
No, once. I listen to it once.
That's a lot.
Doing drive-bys in the Technodrome is pretty fun. And then
once every 4 hours. That's 3.
Absolutely not. I don't have time to listen to an album more than once every 4 hours.
Listen to Gunna.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's Gunna.
Arvista by Childish Gambino.
Which is lovely because we listened to that when we were moving out.
Yeah.
Which it brought back memories. I like it. I like this remastered.
Shout out Ice Spice.
I like how Summer Walker and Young Nudie are on it now.
Yeah.
And the songs have names.
The
Cyclo, what is it? Cyclo Bay song?
Oh, yeah.
With 21 Savage is still my favorite song off that album.
I don't like what they said about Tauruses. I felt some type of way.
I'm sorry.
It was like one line and I was driving and I was like, what the hell is that?
But that's another thing. One more Childish Gambino album and he's done.
Yeah.
He's retiring.
I still got to read because of the internet.
Yeah. The script?
Yeah.
Leo can give it to you. He has it.
They have it online.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I just haven't gotten around to it because I like leaving some parts unfinished. So when they stop making music, that's why I didn't read because of the internet. Because I remember him talking about how he would stop music one day. I was like, I'm going to leave that piece for
when he stops.
Yeah, for when I really, really miss him.
That's fair. Where we at, Chief?
You said what?
Where we at, Chief?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know how to.
I mean, it should be at the top, right?
It's just going by bars, though. That's a lot of bars right there.
Another update. I'm actually losing my eyesight, so I can't really see what that says.
1,341 bars.
Where are we at? Goddamn.
I don't know. It's okay. Don't worry about it because we haven't been here a long time. So
okay, so we're at 1,341 bars.
49.
I mean, like 6 months. We're half a year. Half a year we haven't done this.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I understand.
So it's okay.
No, it's okay. Yeah, but I'm gonna be sad when Childish Gambino is gone. I know you're a hater.
Whoa.
You don't like Childish Gambino. I get it. No, I understand.
Whoa. I'm a what?
A hater?
Nah.
H, number 8, ER.
No. No.
How annoying was that?
Did you listen to Gilgo Radio? The two songs that he dropped?
No, I didn't get to. When it was happening, I remember I was being super busy.
Okay. Pretty good. Can't wait.
Did you listen to 11/11 Deluxe? Because
no.
Of course I did.
And what'd you think?
He's amazing. He's the greatest artist of our generation.
Did you hate how he said that it should have been Quavo instead?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I hate it.
That's the most disrespectful thing you can say to somebody. Is that I wish it was you instead. Instead of Takeoff. That's disrespectful in any way, whether it's a diss or not. You just let it slide, right? See no evil, hear no evil.
Separate the art from the artist.
No, it was in the art.
Come on, bro. They're just rapping.
They play. He's just playing chat.
Separate the art from the artist.
Why did Chris Brown have to put a massive deluxe once again? He was like,
he just added a whole nother album to album that was already OD.
But 11/11, I was like, okay, a decent sized album. And then I think the deluxe came like 2-3 days later, and I was like, have to hit close to two hours every time.
That's better than Taylor Swift, who released her album and then 2 hours later released the second deluxe album that had just as many songs on it. What the It heck? Was a 2-hour album. I was so pissed off.
Think her and Chris Brown bounce ideas.
Chris Brown's is fire.
They collaborate.
I'm not gonna lie.
Even the Christmas album?
The song Bruce Lee was fire.
Even the Christmas album.
You said what?
Even the album that you turned into a Christmas album.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna look it up right now. It's a Christmas album. It was 3 hours long or something.
I respect you for liking the song Bruce Lee. For obvious reasons.
Breezy, It's Giving Christmas.
Fire.
Doesn't matter.
No, I heard it. He didn't turn it into a Christmas album. It was just like a few songs in the beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not that one. Heartbreak on a Full Moon. Deluxe Cuffing Season.
No, I'm not going to lie. There was only like 2 or 3 songs from like that.
It's 3 hours long.
That had already came out, and then the deluxe, you know, he added like they're in the beginning. I think. Let me see.
Heartbreak, 12 Days of Christmas, Let Shit Go, I Wanna, Yappa.
I wonder what
secret. Like the actual beginning to the album is Lost and Found. Like,
oh, okay.
Like the original. So everything before Lost and Found, you passed it.
I forgot that.
So
I
everything before
Kyle's
is the
album.
Christmas stuff.
That's the deluxe version. Everything before that. So everything else was already, you know.
57 songs. Did you listen to that whole thing?
Huh?
You listen to the whole thing?
You said what?
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Huh?
Did you listen to 3 hours and 20
What's
minutes
up,
of Chris
brother?
Brown? What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Special plays, special
Tuesday,
teams,
Tuesday.
Special players.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Brown. Man, Chris Brown makes really long albums.
Yeah.
Bro, but like, bro. Like, all you got is time. This dude got 2 studios in his house. When he want to change scenery, he go to the other one.
Did you listen to Unlonely?
Yeah.
Worldwide Whack was tight.
What?
Tierra Whack. Tierra Whack's album.
I like Shower Song.
Shower Song is so funny.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
I think she, I don't know. I think she showed a really great range of things that she could do.
It's weird because whenever she features on songs, she's like hardcore rapping.
Yeah, I know. That's why. But I think I feel like she did this to also showcase. She was like, I can do other things, guys.
Yeah. Shower Song and Movies are like both two of my favorite songs on the album.
I like Chanel Pitt.
Yeah, that's a good one. She makes some weird songs on that.
Yeah, she does.
Like,
Shower Song is so crazy.
I've been listening to just like a lot of ratchet stuff. Like a lot of like gangbanger music.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Vince last night.
Just in Trying to think. Can't think.
EBK. Jaywa.
I was going to listen to this one. Speaking of, sorry for the flex 3. K Supreme. Who's that? Some goontoons. That's what it is. So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just, you know what? I just been listening to BBL Drizzy.
That too.
Yeah, BBL Drizzy. BBL Drizzy.
What a wild song.
Did you hear You Know Miles?
Oh my God.
What?
I didn't even know who that was.
You Know Miles, the rapper.
Like a little troll rapper.
He's a troll rapper. He did his track on BBL Drizzy. It's just him saying Kendrick Lamar Drake for like 3 minutes.
What the fuck?
Everybody's like, You Know Miles cleared. Like, people just like glaze that dude. Pause. But
you're insane.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Yeah, but he caught himself this time.
I caught myself. I did.
Because he still said it.
I need to listen to this.
Russell, we haven't done this for 6 months. We got to be a little nicer.
I got to learn. I got to relearn.
Yeah, give him the space to grow.
You've had 6 months.
Actually, you're right.
I mean, you know, with competition and, you know, rap releases, I had to just, you know, make sure to do it at the right time.
Have I released in the last 6 months?
If you ever have.
You have.
February.
I think you did. It was great. Everyone would listen to that.
Yeah.
When are you releasing next?
We haven't.
No, we haven't. No, since December 9th. I checked. That's why.
Chit Show shouted
you
out.
That was the last video, but then
that was the last episode.
We didn't record episodes, and then they just never came out.
No, we just stopped.
Yeah, we stopped for this long.
Nah, I call cap.
No,
I call cap.
Yeah, we stopped. We stopped recording.
Cap.
December 9th.
Cap. Cap.
Let's see. When are you releasing something new?
I don't know. I have a feature coming out.
With who? Can you say?
Snick Foley.
Snick Foley. Hell yeah. That's going to be dope. Well, gentlemen, you have any other closing thoughts or anything?
Arrivederci.
I cannot wait to eat.
I forgot we were doing that.
No, I didn't. I've been thinking about it this whole time.
BBL. Play us out. That song is still free royalty.
Baba Ganoush.
Yeah.
I mean, we could play Not Like Us. You know, Kendrick purposely made it. So, like,
but it's on Spotify.
Make videos on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then play the Kendrick song. It's inserted already. I already put it in.
That was crazy, bro. What the fuck was that one? That was the most pause shit you've ever said in your life, dude.
You need to get your mind out of the gutter.
No, you need to figure out what the fuck you got going on up there, man.
I'm good.
It's pissing me off, man.
My mind is clear as day.
You old freaky fuck.
I'm Doris Day. Clear as day.
Got some freaky ass shit going on, man. You old freaky ass boy.
We're gonna,
ladies and gentlemen,
we're gonna go eat.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the Chit Show. Our second cousin podcast. We'll say. Thank you. And go check them out. We're going to try and do this a lot more often. And we'll post on social media. And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
I'm John Stockton.
Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe on him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block 1. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.